This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Federal officials say they arrested nearly 50 people after a raid early Sunday in Adams County. The Drug Enforcement Administration say that they conducted the raid, targeting drug trafficking and members of a Venezuelan gang. They say the raid was in a makeshift nightclub, and the 50 people being held are in the U.S. without authorization. Agents say they seized drugs, weapons, and cash during the raid. Refugees set to relocate to Colorado are in limbo following an executive order by President Trump. Ron Buzzard leads the African Community Center of Denver, which is one of Colorado's official resettlement agencies. He said the order suspending resettlement is a blow to refugees cleared to move to the U.S.
It's beyond disappointing. It's devastating for the refugees themselves. They have gone through legal processes, a very orderly process.
Afghans who assisted U.S. military operations are among the groups most impacted by Trump's executive order. A group of Democratic lawmakers and political activists want to take on hidden fees in Colorado's apartment rental industry. Chaz Sisk with the Colorado Capital News Alliance reports.
Under President Biden, the Federal Trade Commission found that tenants often pay hundreds of dollars a year on top of their rent. Many times the fees are for services landlords are required to provide, like pest control. David Seligman with the nonprofit law firm Towards Justice says these fees hide the true cost of renting a place until tenants are locked in.
The market is rigged. We all know it. And you know what? It's about to get way worse.
Seligman expects new leadership at the FTC to reverse course. So he and others want Colorado to tighten up its laws. They're backing a new bill in the state legislature that would require landlords to advertise the full cost of renting up front or face penalties.
That was Chaz Sisk reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. This is CPR News.